good evening,
Love
guys.
Talk Radio.
Good evening, guys. We're finally back. We don't really have a whole episode, but we got an interview for tonight. It's been a minute, and I know y'all miss my voice, but we got an interview tonight with Chip, and who's all on the line right now?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, so go ahead. Hold on real quick. Where's JD?
I'm here. What's happening?
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself again so the good people can know who you are, JD.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Chip Malone, you know what I'm saying, from Queens. Currently doing the Upstate New York thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm a singer. I do melodies and all that other fun shit.
Okay, hold on 1 second. All right. Okay, so we got Chip. He's from New York. Actually, no. Where are you from originally, Chip?
I am originally from Jersey, and I was born in, like, South Jersey in Bridgeton, and I was out there for, like, 9 years, and then I moved up to Queens, and I've been in, I was up there for, up until I was an adult.
Okay. We listen to Cruise Control, but what we're gonna do is we're gonna do an individual review on Cruise Control, cause that song is actually pretty dope. So Chip is from Jersey.
Appreciate
He's
that.
Up in New York right now. What do you say?
I said I appreciate that.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. He's originally from Jersey. He's up in New York right now, and I was like really inquiring on what. Like, out of all names y'all rappers can come up with, this motherfucking name is Chip. So I wanted to know, what does Chip stand for? Like, what is the story behind your name? Because, like, you're a grown man with a name Chip. Like, that's a dog name. Like, what's going on with Chip?
All right, so this is how Chip happened. So when I was younger, I endured a decent amount of hardships, no different from anybody else in life, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like everybody's pain affects them differently. So my way of going about it was to come up with an acronym. So I came up with an acronym, and it was Can't Hold In Pain. So I'm like, all right, I have this acronym, Can't Hold In Pain. You can't do that. It's not good for you, bad for your spirit. So how can I integrate this into my everyday life? And I'm like, well, if I acronym it in a chip, and I give myself the name Chip, anytime somebody speaks to me, it's like, hey, sir, don't hold in pain. Hey, you, don't hold in pain. You know what I'm saying? It's just a vibe. It helps you let go of a lot of things and just deal with things in a more appropriate fashion, or try to, because there ain't nobody perfect. You dig? So,
right. Okay, so go ahead, JD.
I was going to say, does Chip stick? Have you noticed that Chip sticks? Because you know how some people make up names. It doesn't really stick unless somebody else makes it up. Has Chip actually worked out for you?
When I had came up with the acronym, it was like right after I was leaving high school. So this was like 2011. So like over the past, like, so I just, as I've been introducing myself to people and as I've been, you know, going into conversations and things like that, I just always go about it. So I kind of made it stick because there's like, it's just like Chip. And so everybody's kind of like, yeah, that's Chip. So like, word of mouth just spread like that. So then when I came out as an artist 2 years ago, I didn't even really have to do anything. I was like, yeah, I'm Chip.
Okay. That's good, man. As long as it's able to stick, because, you know, that's the main part for an artist especially.
Yeah,
I had a question for you. So you said you sing, right?
Yes, sir.
What started you with actually singing? And when did you know that you could sing?
Well, there was a brief moment that I remember of when I was really, really young, where I had been inside of a church and they had did some along the lines of choir. I don't really, not really too strong in the memory of how long I did it, but that was the first time I recollect hearing myself sing and being like, wow, that's like different. So then as I would, like, get into my teenage, like that, I had this little, CP, and it had, like, all the Boys and Men hits on it, and it had, like, a bunch of Brian McKnight and Luther Vandross and different things like that, and I would just listen to the songs and, like mimic singing, and, like, I would just hear myself, like, I have something there, but I never really wanted to do anything with it. I just always played around with it, and that was, like, the real first moment that I was like, okay, you guys, I think I can sing. I might want to develop this.
Then when did you realize that you actually wanted to do it for, you know, making albums and mixtapes and stuff like that? What made you actually say, you know what, this is the thing that I want to do? Was it a dream, or was it something that you just kind of fell upon and just was like, you know, I can do it, so let me try it out?
Well, I had went down in 2016 around Thanksgiving. I had an uncle who passed away, and I was down there for that, and, you know, grieving, you know, going through the process with the family and everything. And I had friends that I had met in college was out over on Staten Island. So I was out there. I just wanted to visit, you know, just catch up with him, you know, see how he's been doing, things like that. I get there and pull up. There's the studio. I don't know if you want to go to it. Like, I had a couple songs that I had wrote, but I never was like, we're going to do anything with these. We ended up pulling up to the studio, and I recorded a song, and I was listening to it, and I was like, wait a minute. Like, before that got mixed to anything, I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I think it's just the vibe when you walk into the studio booth and the door closed and you just hear the beat playing and you going off, like, just the vibes and everything you get was just so much for me. I was just like, yeah, this is like, I feel like this is my call, and I just had one of those great moments.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
The studio makes you feel like, man, don't let me walk into the studio. I swear to God, I'm going to have somebody up in there writing me a song. Ayo. The studio vibe is so different. It just makes you damn, let me have a shit. If y'all can do it, I can do this shit too. Okay, so I want to know your personal opinion on how the music industry is now, because a lot of y'all artists are independent, obviously. But I want to know, like, how do y'all feel about how do you personally feel about the industry? And do you want to stay independent, or do you want a label to actually pick you up?
I feel the industry is in a really weird place right now, at least from what I've observed. I'm not going to say that I'm, like, super proficient or educated in, like, what exactly goes on and how shit is supposed to go. But it just looks, like, weird. It's like a lot of shit, a lot of putting on. Like, I don't want to say niggas are partying, because, you know what I'm saying, I don't know people personally. You don't really know what people is about, what's going through. But it just seems like a lot of, like, a lot of fronts and smiles and fake faces and shit. I mean, all that sounds cool, and it looks nice. I won't cap. But, like, I like to see the people that are, like, not in the industry but still have their buzz and their pop going. It just seems more genuine, like they have more fun. I mean, everybody has their fun on each side, so that's what it is. But it just looks more appealing to me. And I have no plans on getting signed, nor do I have a desire to get signed. And I honestly never have, because I just feel like when you approach a situation like that, you don't move as effectively as the artist as you want to, because you'll pick up on gimmicks and you'll see shit that's hot and you'll try to mimic that and put that out, or if you see a flow catching trend, or if you see somebody using auto-tune in a certain fashion, you're going to try to mimic that and just try to keep doing it. There's not enough, like, yo, let me just feel some shit, experience some shit, and then go in the booth and just really talk my shit. And, like,
that's real.
Like,
that's the truth.
Yeah, it's a fact.
That is definitely the truth. But go ahead, come finish. Don't let me stop you. You was on a roll. Go ahead. Finish talking.
So it's like you do that when you're chasing the lit train and things like that. It's like you could chase the lit train and then you look back and you've been working 10 years, but, like, what have you been working on? Have you been building yourself as an artist, and you've been trying to, like, build connections and, like, move in something to create yourself as a brand, or are you trying to, like, make yourself the next lit nigga so Atlanta could be like, hey, what's good, or Interscope or whoever the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But then they're just going to rape you. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just, you just set yourself up for failure. It's just, I just feel like it's a mind state thing. So I just always been like, yo, I just want to work on the music. I just want to keep true to myself. Niggas can't be out here trying to change my sound or that other shit. So it's like the label industry shit is just not, not really where it's at. I'm not trying to get signed.
Go ahead, Didi.
I think people have a misunderstanding that there's really a difference between an artist and an entertainer. And I really feel as though, like, when a lot of the artists that were once artists goes and get the backing from the labels, they start to become entertainers, which kind of waters down their craft, and they have to relate to, you know, specific markets just so not only the label can make money, but the artist can make a little bit of money. And I think that's where a lot of people don't understand, like, the mainstream entertainers are just exactly what they are, they're entertainers. And the labels have total control over what it is that you do. So, you know, like you say, you want to have control over whatever it is. You don't want them to change your sound. You want to be able to do whatever you want to do with your music. So,
right.
Just kind of understand that. There's a difference. You know, what it is that you do and what you do. But, JD, go ahead.
I was going to ask, are you scared of the streaming thing with the fact that if you do have music and you're trying to get streams and stuff, are you scared that somebody's name who's bigger than you is going to get those streams that you actually have a fan base for? So you have fans that I'm sure that listen to your music on SoundCloud, and where else do you post your music? Let me ask that first.
I only have one song that's on something that's not SoundCloud. I'm actually getting into that with my upcoming project that's going to be out everywhere. You know what I'm saying? But for right now, all my music is on SoundCloud.
Okay. So, yeah, so if let's say you have iTunes and then you have SoundCloud, are you scared that people won't actually hear your music because of how the streaming services are?
Well, that's definitely something that I've thought about, but at this point where I feel like where I'm at in like myself as an artist and developing, I'm putting more importance on crafting the music and to keep crafting the music and obviously dropping like projects and things like that so people who are following and new fans that come in can like, you know, can get acquainted with my sound and see my progress. That was always like my biggest thing. I just want people to see my progress. Now, as I get on in my career, you know, there's going to be other things that pop up and other situations that might cause differences in areas like that. But, like, that specifically, that's just, right now, that's just not, like, not that I don't care about it, because that's not what I mean. Well, it's just not, like, it's like, oh, my God, they're stealing my stream. Like, I'm not, like, the crying about talent, nigga. I'm just, like, I'm just trying to work right now. Because I don't, there's a lot to learn, you know what I mean? And that 10,000 hours, that's real to me. So, like, that needs to be put in before anything, honestly.
Yeah. How many projects do you have so far?
So far I have one project out. I have three singles, and that's all that I have right now out. And the vault, a lot. The vault's building up.
Okay. And you put this,
the last song that dropped was Cruise Control.
Was what?
Was Cruise Control. Control.
When did you last do that one?
Ask that one more time. I'm sorry.
When did you actually record that? When did you actually record that?
I recorded that in August of 2016.
Do you have anything else that you're working on right now?
Do I have anything up that I'm like working on right now?
Yeah.
The most recent song creation wise would be my project Phases that came out. I made the majority of the songs on that little EP in May of this year.
Gotcha. That's what's up. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay, so wait,
Cruise
Control was done in 2016.
Yes, it was being sat on for a long time for a huge number of years.
Okay. okay. So you was chilling on that. Okay, because, no, that song is actually really dope, but we'll get into that later. I didn't know it was that old.
It doesn't sound like it's that old.
It don't. It sounds like he literally did it, like, this summer, and he just dropped it.
Oh, nah.
Well, last
summer. The video got done. I did the video in February of 2000. And, I think February of 2000 and this year. I did it February this year.
Yeah, that sounds like a summer hit. I don't know. The vibe of it was actually the vibe of it. But we'll get into that. Y'all, let's do it. Okay, so with all that being said, what do you feel is one of the obstacles that you face as an independent artist? Like, because I know you guys go through a lot, but I don't think you guys really know exactly what you're doing also. So what is some obstacles that y'all go through? What are some obstacles that you go through in reference to trying to get your music out and whatnot?
Obstacles that I go through was, like, learning about even distributing my music outside of SoundCloud was a whole obstacle, because if you're independent, you don't really know what you're doing and you're grassroots with it, you don't know any of that stuff coming up. You don't know anything about registering your songs or getting affiliated with like BMI or ASCAP, or even like different conferences and web resources that would just help you learn about things that you need to know to not get screwed out of important things early on. You don't really know that. So it's like finding mentorship or finding like a helping hand. It's like, especially because I'm in a very small town that's not very musically inclined, especially in my genre. So it was like just finding things and just finding my way was like a really big obstacle. Studio time, second biggest obstacle, to the point where I just built my own in my room, in the spare room that I have in my apartment, because that's a whole different thing. You got to worry about timing, prices. You, as a singer, I don't know about most singers. I'm sure some singers can agree with me, though, that, like, if you write a song while you're sitting in your room over the Bluetooth speaker and you get in the studio a week later and try to remember your cadences or how you might have said a word with two syllables, but you might have held the first syllable at note and then skimmed off at the end, or you might have skimmed off first and then held the power note at the end. That type of stuff is hard for me to retain. So when I get to the studio, it's like, damn, I don't even know. Like, you there might be a whole different song when it's done. And then if the person doesn't know how to mix, you got to find a mixer and you got to do all that. Just making the connection and the pieces is just like, no, get your own studio. My advice to anybody listening, if you don't have your own studio yet, make your first biggest investment in yourself. Everything else will fall into place. Definitely.
So do you know how to do your own mixing there?
No. That I'm in the process of learning how to do mixing. That was one of the pieces that I had to connect over the course of my obstacles, because once I actually got the studio set in, it's like, okay, now I can record. I can record myself. I can stop myself. I can get it set up for mixing and things like that. But then I still would need the help in hand, because I'm still learning about that type of stuff. So I just have somebody that helps me out with that.
Gotcha. So that's solid, though.
What
do
you say, JD?
No, I like that. I was going to say the other thing that I was wondering was kind of what mentorship do you have, if you found any yet?
I can't say I've found anything solid, but I do have a couple people that. That can advise me on certain things, not to a serious extent, but it's still building. You know what I mean? Like, certain decisions that I've already had to make, I've had people that I've been able to run it by, and they've been able to give me like effective answers, just little things like that. But like hardcore mentorship, I'm still on the lookout.
I think networking is one of the biggest things that is very important with you guys, especially being independent artists. And a lot of you guys don't even know how to effectively communicate, to even begin to network effectively. I feel that a lot of you guys think that a lot of the opportunities are just going to fall into your lap, which isn't the case. You guys have phones. There's absolutely no reason why you aren't connecting the way that you are supposed to be connecting. I mean, yes, I understand that there's a lot of you guys that are doing the same exact thing, but who is going to grind it out more than the next person. And that's really important. Like, once you guys really start networking and connecting with certain people that can actually help you, like, you don't even have to go to one person to help you do everything. Like, it is so many people out here that can help you do different things. Like, it's you as an artist is a brand. And as a brand, you have to build it. And you need multiple people to help you build your brand. So, somebody was going to say something? Okay. So, no. As an artist, you have to build your brand. So, it's very important to network with people. And it's definitely important to do, like, little shows and showcases and stuff like that, just so you can network with other people, you know, in that same exact area. Like, location is everything as well. So, you know, you being just within your city, I mean, yeah, it's cool, but what's your city really going to do for you? You're doing 10 shows, you know, a month in your city, and you won't even travel nobody else. Like, only your city know you. Like, you have to really get out there and really do the footwork. You were going to say something, JD?
No, but it's funny because I actually just heard about that as well. I heard if you find one good thing that you do that people fuck with, basically, just take that one thing to different cities so everybody fucks with that one thing, but they know your name. And then after that, you can actually gain from it and be able to open up your brand to more than that one thing. You just have to get that notoriety first. And then after that notoriety, it can be all yours after that.
That's a gem.
Yes. And then also, too, like I tell, I'm going to keep telling y'all don't listen, but also because a lot of y'all on SoundCloud and a lot of y'all just have a free account on SoundCloud. Well, SoundCloud offers SoundCloud Pro. They need to pay me, okay? SoundCloud need to pay me for this shit. But y'all pay, it's like $15 a month, and they literally track your analytics for you. So you can go back up in there, and Apple Music does it as well. They track your analytics on where your music is being played at. So what you should do is, okay, if you have three of the top cities that, you know, they're really heavily playing your music, maybe you should do some shows out there in those cities because 9 times out of 10, that's where you got a fan base. So if your fan base know that you're coming out to their city, they're going to come out to your city, they're going to come and support you, and that's just what it is. Like, you have to build like that if y'all not going to build anywhere else. Like, y'all really need to start traveling, period. Making music is cool, but you know, if y'all got some of these projects that you really want to push or a single that you really want to push, it would make sense to just really push that and to just save your money and your time on studio time, because why waste the money? Even though you might not think it's wasting the money, but you guys are really like, ideally wasting money just making all these songs, putting out all these singles and all these projects, and you're not really moving your projects like you're supposed to be moving them. So, you know, invest that money into actually trying to travel and build a fan base and network. And that's just like, now you'll have more money. Now people might want to pay you to show up at these clubs. You know, you might have, like, you know, these little girls or, you know, throwing these little college parties and want you to come before, like, little shit like that. Like, you got to try to make your money elsewhere instead of putting all your money in one spot and you're not going to be seeing nothing. Like, I posted a BMI royalty check on my Twitter a couple weeks ago, and it was for, like, $28. Music distribution, music distribution, he made about 2 bands for this year, but it's still like, okay, you're putting all this money into these producers, getting your shit mixed and mastered and, you know, distributing it to these platforms, and you spending more money than what you're getting back, period. So why not, instead of you putting all that money into trying to drop these singles for your fans, why don't you go out there and do, like, little meet and greets with your fans? Go out there and network. Go to their city. You know, little things like that. Like, build your following up. Like, I'm telling y'all these gems for a reason. If y'all don't listen, y'all don't listen. But there's so many ways to market yourself instead of just ideally trying to market yourself only on one platform, and that's on Twitter. Well, no, it's too. Twitter and SoundCloud. Like, what the fuck? Everybody got a SoundCloud, all right? Everybody got a Twitter account. What more can you do? You want to retweet? I can retweet it. You know, like, it's little things like that. Like, y'all need to do more. JD, you got anything else?
I think you kind of basically wrapped all that up. a lot of times I see that a lot of people think that retweets and all that stuff is going to actually grow them. No, it might let people see you, but that doesn't mean that they're actually going to listen to your music. It doesn't mean that they're actually going to take the time to hear what you have to say. But at the same time, make sure when you're on Twitter or if you're on these different social medias that you're actually interacting so people can actually get to know you as a person. You don't always have to do that trolling shit and all that other bullshit that people do. You can actually be there and just talk with fans, If it's about music, get their perspective on music. See what their thoughts patterns are. So then that way you can grow as an artist as well. You can always learn from other people. Make sure you network. If you're going to network, if you're scared to network from traveling or flying and stuff, network with people that have the same interest that you have on Twitter. Get to know them because they might be growing just like you're growing. You guys might be able to grow together and be able to grow something together that you guys didn't even think that you could do. And you can bring each other's fans to each other. You guys are be a growing base, and a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people think that they have to be greedy in this, but you don't have to be greedy. There's enough opportunities for everybody. You just have to understand what the opportunity is for yourself and how to get there. But yeah, I mean, basically that kind of sums it up.
Okay, well, Mr. Chip, you got any more questions?
I'm all good. Some real gems was dropped in here. Word, for real.
So, you know, like, I need y'all to check out his music. It's pretty dope. It's a different type of style. You gotta get used to it. I'm not gonna lie, but you know, you gotta get used to everybody's music. And be on the lookout for the music review too. That's gonna probably be funny. I'm gonna have some fun with that one. But I just need to give y'all a little introductory interview on Chip. He got a project that's getting ready to drop in a couple weeks, and I'm probably gonna flood y'all timeline. So be on the lookout and just wait for that. Other than that, like, I don't have nothing else. Y'all have a good night, and drop some more of them singing videos, Chip, so I can go ahead and share the wealth with timelines. This season of giving. So.
Say less. I got you. I'm going to get on that for us.
All right. So
worry. Everybody have a good night.
All right. Y'all have a good night. All right.
All right. Out.